listening.
I'm glad I got to mention that too.
Fuck.
The only reason I was given was for not listening.
I honestly could tell the whole time you were talking, the judge was like, even I was sitting there listening to it, and I'm like, this is so fucking petty. Like, I'm like, this is such bullshit. Like, this is what we focus on as, like, a society.
Yeah.
Fucking hours and hours of everybody's time over, like, mask.
Yeah.
Fuck, and I could tell the judge when you were explaining, like, I got the feeling that the judge felt the same when you were explaining your, like, case about getting arrested and all of that. Like, he just was, like, watching.
Like what? What do you think he...
I got the feeling that he felt like it's all just all bullshit. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just giving him too much benefit of the doubt, but...
Like that the cops...
He's like an impartial, rational person that he knows what goes on in the courtrooms with the cops, right? So...
So you think he's...
I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to give him too much credit yet.
Yeah, but you think he's, like, siding with me? Like,
I think so. But then again, I'm wondering why he called a break, because that makes me wonder, is he consulting with his little Mason buddies about how to go? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean? They're probably... Because it's probably...
Because he probably has to rule in favor of you, but then that puts him in a weird position, probably.
I think that's exactly what's happening.
Because that's his colleagues and stuff, so...
They're just, you know, just be like, figure out, like...
time to figure out exactly how he can do it while not giving you fully everything. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, courthouse is a matter of personal choice. Like, it always, like, it... That notice.
It's almost like we're here for absolutely no reason at all.
That's the only notice that ever should have been put up. Like, ever.
Well, no, the other one was great, too.
What? We will still serve you.
Yeah, but it wasn't fault, like, it was just a notice with no weight to it.
None of them have weight. Anyway.
We'll still serve you. Oh, but we won't.
just kidding. I'm going to say.
Oh, no, that was just to make us look nice.
Yeah. No, we're just joking. Just kidding. Psych.
Gotcha.
Why was he like kind of like surprised about? He's like, here 8 p.m. at night.
Funny.
Oh, it's like warm up here.
It's quite nice.
Huh?
It's quite nice up here.
Yeah. Better than walking outside with the. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
So the crown, when you act for the crown, is it like you're not with a law firm, right?
I'm with the province.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, most like with stuff that goes to traffic court, like tickets and stuff like that. What happens is, so those get sent to traffic court, and it's actually the police that prosecute them.
Right.
So like the, you know, you get a ticket for speeding or whatnot, you dispute that, you go to, and it gets before judicial justice, and it's the police that show up and they tell the story what happened.
Right.
And they do that.
So they act as the prosecutor?
They act as the prosecutor.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's fair that, because that's like, I'm meaning this, like, no disrespect for your case, but it's just the lowest level,
right?
Of like traffic tickets and stuff like that. And then the next level up is provincial court, you know, is where you might get, you know, if you were charged with shoplifting or assault or all of those types of ones.
Yeah.
And when it gets to that level, the crown lawyers start prosecuting those.
Right.
So that's what I do on like a daily basis. Yeah. But then when something gets appealed, like what you're doing up to the Supreme Court, rather than having a police officer come in and conduct the appeal, they put a lawyer.
That's why I brought up about like third party, because I now have a claim, like my appeal is a claim against the justice, Lori Langford, right? And then at the same time, the RCMP member
that arrested me.
Same thing, like my he has a claim against me saying I
courtroom 102. You know,
so it's like, where are they to state their case, right?
Well, I don't know if you have other proceedings against them in other forums, but I mean, this is...
Well, I'm considering suing the RCMP after this, but...
Well, then that gets done. Then they get their own lawyers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a whole different
idea. This is the appeal of the process with respect to the ticket.
Because I've never dealt with court in this aspect. I've been involved with the legal system since 2015 because my dad's a state.
Okay.
And then I have like other kind of like private matters before the courts, but like this mass thing has been like holding it all up.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, you know what, for what it's worth, I'll say this, just please, I hope you're not like the court, is there anything just off the record? I'll just say for what it's worth, I thought you were like very articulate in there.
Oh, thanks.
Like, you like got, you know, I mean, I think, you know, like at the end of the day, we're going to have a disagreement about how we feel the law should be applied.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, for what it's worth, I thought, you know, you laid out the facts and you know, what you think should happen in a fine way. I mean, like you said, like, we're going to at the end of the day, like, I mean, it seems to me like
points that are going to be disagreed upon, yeah.
For sure, and like, you know, and then ultimately, like, you know, with respect to, is ready?
Yeah.
You know, the laws, contract, and stuff like that, that's a different, it's a big different worldview, right?
Rules and mandates kind of deal. But no, I appreciate it, yeah. I don't know if you have to.
And, you know, I mean, this is why, like, at the end of the day, like, especially when it's like at this level, you don't take them think it matters very personally.
I was on record.
We're on record. Right. Oh, does it start?
They're recording it now.
Oh.
So when you see the numbers.
When it starts ticking?
Yeah. That means they're
recording. Oh, okay. All right. Because I asked that on November 22nd, I was, you heard the DAR, I was like immediately walking in there, they're demanding that, and I was like, is this on public record? Like, and that's where I wanted to read the orders to them, right? So I was trying to read them, and then they're like, no, leave the courtroom. And then he just pointed to the clock, which didn't, it's a clock to me.
Yeah.
Mr. Weston disputed the violation ticket and was directed to appear in person on November 22nd, 2021 for a hearing. On the hearing date, Mr. Weston attended at the Vernon Courthouse to present his case in the dispute. He did not wear a mask and refused to wear one when directed by the sheriffs to do so. Mr. Weston explained to the sheriffs that he was not required to wear a mask because he was exempt from the requirement because he had psychological aversion to wearing them, he had physical reasons for not doing so, and the health orders exempt the wearing of masks in a courtroom. The sheriffs escorted Mr. Weston to the courtroom where he appeared before the Justice of the Peace. Justice of the Peace directed Mr. Weston to put on a mask. Mr. Weston refused to do so for the reasons I stated previously. Mr. Weston attempted to convince the Justice of the Peace that he was exempt from the mask requirement, was not successful. Ultimately, the Justice of the Peace expelled Mr. Weston from the courtroom, and in his absence, found that the violation tickets were upheld. The Justice of the Peace treated the tickets as not disputed, even though Mr. Weston had been before the Justice of the Peace to dispute the violation. Justice of the Peace offered to hear the matter by telephone. Mr. Weston claims that he had no telephone with him at the hearing, so he could not do so. A fundamental principle of our criminal justice system is that anyone who is charged with an offense is entitled to make full answer in defense. The Justice of the Peace denied Mr. Weston of that right by banishing him from the courtroom and finding that the violation had occurred in his absence. While the Justice of the Peace offered a telephone hearing, it would have been more appropriate to have adjourned the hearing to allow Mr. Weston to get to a telephone, file his defense documents, and make submissions in his own defense. Therefore, the appeal on the violation ticket is allowed. The matter is remitted to the traffic court for a rehearing before a different Justice of Peace. The balance of the orders sought in Mr. Weston's notice of appeal are dismissed. Those additional orders are not properly before this court on an appeal from the decision of the Justice of Peace. With respect to the health orders and the exemptions, I have two comments to make. One is those health orders are enforceable as they were in effect at the time of this hearing. And so the discretion exercised by the Justice of the Peace may well have been authorized by the health orders, but in my view, they ultimately denied Mr. Weston of his ability to defend against the violation tickets, and other steps could have been taken to preserve Mr. Weston's right to do so. Anything else?
No, I just want to make sure, and perhaps Madam Clerk can just explain procedurally. I think that the matter just gets remitted back to the traffic scheduler or that court scheduler, and they are in contact with the parties from there.
Sorry, Justice. I think he will be getting a notice in the mail, and our traffic clerk will reset the matter in front of a different justice, so he'll be advised of the new court date.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Weston?
Nope. That concludes everything. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Justice, Mr. Justice.
Order in court. The Supreme Court resumes at 2 p.m.
Would I be able to get a copy of the, like his judgment, like his order now, today, or?
No.
I just wait.
You have to contact the JC Word, and they can order the transcripts, and they can write them up. It's just we don't.
Oh, not the transcripts for the appeal. I'm just saying, like for his judgment now, like whatever order he's making for to have it reheard. Is it possible to get like the actual?
Like what he wrote?
Yeah, like what he's putting down now.
That you have to order as a transcript. It was like an oral judgment.
Yeah.
So you have to order that as a transcript.
Oh, but basically, I just need to wait then for the.
Yeah, and I have an order saying appeal is granted.
Yeah, because don't we usually get a copy of that though? Like we get a copy of what you have written, like your notes.
Do you agree in order?
Nope, that should be your order. Or you could perhaps maybe a record of proceedings. There's a record of proceedings from today.
I can give you that. It would be a record of proceedings. It would have the order that I wrote down.
Okay. Yeah. Is that? Can I get that?
I could show you. Maybe like 12:30.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fair enough. I'll just meet downstairs. Okay. Sweet. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Nice meeting you, Mr. Bagan. Got it right?
Yeah.
All right, cheers. Good. Because still, like, even going to another retrial, it's like, now I get to present all my... But what a joke, eh? Like, let's drag it out longer. Because he could have... Like, he could have granted the... Because they can literally, like, it even states in their all their rules for the judges and everything, they can grant, like, any order in it. I'm going to wait to grab the... I just want to have the record. Should be 12.
It's 11:53. I don't want to sit around here.
Do you want to run somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything
anywhere to go, but...
We could just go to the park or something. I don't know.
It's a bit cold, but yeah.
Well...
Let's go somewhere. I don't want
to be... That's the wrong way. I'm going to... Make him come back again. Make him love it. This way. Well, that's really nice to him outside the courtroom. You articulated yourself very well.
That was
cheers. I'll be back in half an hour. Yeah, to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I even had, I've had that multiple times now. I even had, there was another, what the fuck was it? I can't remember, there was something else, and there was, I think it was something to do with the rifles, or I don't know, something, but I was in there, and there was, it was a ticket for a fucking cell phone, when I don't even own a fucking cell phone. Driving a vehicle, I had a coffee cup in my hand, and they gave me a ticket. For a fucking cell phone, and I'm like, and I'm telling the cop, I'm like, it's a black fucking coffee cup. Yeah. And then anyway, I went and disputed it, and then they had the crown there. They had the crown there, and then I stated my case, and then they threw out the ticket. And then even the same thing as the crown, like, it was the same kind of situation. They had real, like, no fucking defense.
Right.
And then the lady after, from the crown, like, outside, like, shakes my hand and says I did very good. And
nice.
Like,
what a waste of fucking time, man.
Yeah, it's a fucking joke. You articulated yourself very well. Yeah, because I'm telling the fucking truth. Like, fucking...
Yeah, because you keep getting dragged into court for fucking...
Petty-ass fucking stupid shit. And now we got a new day for the fight.
Let's do this again.
Yeah.
Let's try again. Okay, where do you want to go?
I don't know. I like that. I always say this, you know, like,
off the
record. I hope you're not recording
store?
It.
Yeah, let's go to the New Age store.